The Okotoks Oilers have hit the .500 mark for the first time this season. On the strength of four straight victories, the Oilers are climbing the standings with a 15-15 record to sit seventh in the BCHL's Interior Conference. Coming off the break, a little bit of rest for our team was good, said Oilers blueliner Ryder Denise. We don't have a lot of returning players this year, and now that we've had some time to come together, we're figuring out some chemistry and we're starting to gel as a group and sticking to our identity. Guys are doing their jobs and chipping in each night in order to get the wins. On Saturday, Okotoks dispatched the Salmon Arm Silverbacks 4-1 at Viking Rentals Center. Oilers forward Brock Sauch opened the scoring on the rush with a patented wrist shot off the far post and in at the 6:42 mark. The Oilers doubled their advantage in the second period with Jackson Rowland picking off a pass, turning on the Jets and finishing a clear-cut a breakaway. Okotoks added a pair of empty netters through Rowland and Michael Kowalski in the third period, limiting the visitors to 19 shots. Our defense crops has been playing really well, Denise said. I think we have 7-8 guys that we can roll out, and I think the coaches can be confident in all of them. Those first two periods, it was keeping them to the outside, limiting their opportunities and being desperate in front of their net. Anytime a team is down, they're going to come and push hard, but we were able to rally against that. Okotoks entered the contest on the heels of a season-best three straight victories, including a home-and-home sweep over the Blackfalds Bulldogs on New Year's Eve and January 1. On December 29, Cade Jewell scored the overtime winner as Okotoks scored a 4-3 overtime win over the Penticton Vs at the Okanagan Events Center. That was big for our confidence just to know that we can come out with a win, Denise said. That no matter what team, what rink, we can play with them all. We knew in the room that when you look at the standings we're a couple of points back, but know we have those extra opportunities to gain points, Denise added. And we've taken advantage of that now, and we're going to continue in what we've been doing and continue to climb the standings. Okotoks improved to 11-4 at home following Saturday's win and did so in front of 1,117 supporters at the Viking Rentals Center. It starts with our preparation and everybody being able to their same routine every day, Denise said. We have great fans here that really rally behind us whenever we get some momentum and help us to continue to do that. Next weekend, Okotoks heads west for road games in West Kelowna and Trail on January 10 and 11. The next home game is January 14 at 11:30 a.m. versus the Spruce Grove Saints, the Oilers' annual Minds Matter game in partnership with the Foothills School Division. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.com.